This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. The House Labor Committee heard and rejected several bills Thursday, each aimed at setting a state minimum wage higher than the current federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. The Louisiana Restaurant Association and Lobby, among other business groups, opposed the bills. Stan Harris with the Restaurant Association said there will be job losses if the minimum wage goes up. He quoted LSU economist Dr. Lauren Scott.
When wages rise, then prices of apples and pizza will rise. And when these prices rise, people buy less apples and pizza. And the end result is you need less people to stock the apples and to make the pizza. It's basic economics.
The measures had varying start dates and starting amounts, from $8.25 an hour up to $10.10 per hour. Jan Mueller with the Louisiana Budget Project told the committee,
"We have the third highest poverty rate in the country here, and we also have the fourth highest percentage of workers who make at or below the minimum wage."
Minimum wage workers added their voices in support.
"It's just not right that they pay us this little bit amount of money.
It just isn't enough for the basic necessities.
We need help. That's it. We need help."
"Y'all talking about a minimum wage. Why not be a living wage?"
In the end, business trumped poverty, with the bills failing to get out of House committee. The Senate versions, yet to be heard, are expected to meet a similar fate. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.